I'm Kate Casey with Capital News Service, a student-run news organization with the University of Maryland, and you are listening to the Washington Bullpen's newest series on the Mueller investigations. The special counsel investigation, headed by former FBI Director Robert Mueller, looks into the Russian government's efforts to interfere in the 2016 presidential election between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. The investigations began in May 2017, just months after the election, and it has been combined with existing FBI investigations into members of Trump's campaign and administration. The investigation includes the possibility Donald Trump had been a part of interference or had known about it in some form.
Putin and the leaders throughout the world have no respect for our country anymore. So I know nothing about it. It's one of the most far-fetched I've ever heard.
Up until now, the investigation has resulted in over a dozen indictments for federal crimes and at least 8 guilty pleas or convictions. Many of those convicted had once been loyal to Trump, speaking highly of him publicly and denying the need for the investigations.
Now I want to tell you about the real Donald Trump. The words the media should be using to describe Mr. Trump are generous, compassionate, principled, empathetic, kind, humble, honest, and genuine.
However, as these convictions continue, the American people are left with more questions than answers about what exactly the Mueller investigations have found thus far. Michael Cohen is now one of the more well-known faces to speak out against the president, who he had been an attorney for from 2006 to 2018. During his time as his personal attorney, Cohen had been loyal to Trump, publicly praising him throughout his campaign. When the Mueller investigations began, one of the matters at the forefront of legislators' concerns was the Trump Tower Moscow, otherwise known as the Moscow Project. After announcing his presidential campaign, Donald Trump signed a letter of intent in October 2015 to develop a building in Russia, according to multiple inside sources. However, Trump routinely denied having any business deals with Russia throughout his campaign.
I never worked for Russia, and you know that answer better than anybody. I never worked for Russia. Not only did I never work for Russia, I think it's a disgrace that you even asked that question, because it's a whole big fat hoax. It's just a hoax.
In a series of emails between Trump's business associate and Russian immigrant Felix Sater and Michael Cohen, Sater said to Cohen, "Our boy can become president of the USA, and we can engineer it. I will get all of Putin's team to buy in on this. I will manage this process." None of the emails obtained by the New York Times contained responses from Cohen, but the emails were enough to restart the conversation about the Moscow Project and its progressions. Michael Cohen wrote in a statement to the Senate Intelligence Committee about the speculations in 2017, where he claimed that the Moscow Project had been dropped sometime during the campaign. He repeated 3 times in that statement that he had, quote, "never engaged with, been paid by, paid for, or conversed with any member of the Russian Federation or anyone else to hack anyone or any organization." In January 2018, the Wall Street Journal reported that Cohen had issued porn star Stephanie Clifford, better known as Stormy Daniels, a payment of $130,000 ahead of the 2016 presidential elections to stay silent about an alleged affair with Trump in 2006. Trump and Cohen had both denied the payment as coming from the president, saying the bribe was on Cohen's own money and own doing. In April 2018, the FBI raided Michael Cohen's home, office, and hotel room, seizing over 1.3 million pieces of potential evidence into Cohen's business dealings. Months later, Trump hired Rudy Giuliani as his personal lawyer and cut ties with Cohen. Shortly after, Cohen pleaded guilty to 8 felonies, including fraud, tax evasion, and an illegal campaign contribution. And he also stated that his 2016 payments to Daniels and Playboy model Karen McDougal were made at the direction of Trump and were illegal. While Trump admitted that the payments came from him, he accused Cohen of lying in order to receive a lighter sentence.
He's a weak person, and what he's trying to do is get a reduced sentence.
Michael Cohen had originally planned to testify before Congress publicly in February 2019, but he canceled it due to what he claims were ongoing threats against his family from President Trump and lawyer Rudy Giuliani. Almost immediately after canceling the testimony, Cohen was subpoenaed by the Senate Intelligence Committee. During his testimony, Cohen presented the committee with copies of checks from Donald Trump's personal bank account used to reimburse Cohen for his payments to Stormy Daniels.
I knew early on in my work for Mr. Trump that he would direct me to lie to further his business interests. And I am going to jail in part because of my decision to help Mr. Trump hide that payment from the American people before they voted a few days later.
He also accused Trump of making him lie, blaming many of his actions that led to his conviction on his blind loyalty to the president.
When I say con man, I'm talking about a man who declares himself brilliant, but directed me to threaten his high school, his colleges, and the college board to never release his grades or SAT scores.
Despite what he had to say about Trump, Cohen said that he did not know of any collusion with Russia during the presidential campaign, later adding,
questions have been raised about whether I know of direct evidence that Mr. Trump or his campaign colluded with Russia. I do not, and I want to be clear, but I have my suspicions.
Democratic Representative Debbie Wasserman Schultz of Florida further inquired about if Cohen could say that the president or members of his cabinet were aware of the Russian WikiLeaks release of the Democratic National Convention's emails, which hindered Hillary Clinton's campaign just days before the election.
I cannot answer that in a yes or no. He had advanced notice that there was going to be a dump of emails, but at no time did I hear the specificity of what those emails were going to be.
When Wasserman Schultz asked if the Trump family was still involved in the Moscow Project at the time, Cohen confirmed that the Trump Organization had still been involved with the deal, and therefore the family was still involved at the time of the election.
If Mr. Trump and his daughter Ivanka and son Donald Jr. are involved in the Russian Trump Tower deal, is it possible the whole family is conflicted or compromised with a foreign adversary in the months before the election?
Yes.
In our next episodes, we'll be talking more about the people Cohen named in his testimony, as well as other big names that we know of in the Mueller investigation. Our music for this series is brought to you by Brenna Carroll. My name is Kate Casey, and thank you for tuning in.